As I was saying, our security division considered windmill snifferation pretty darned important. I didn't expect to find any interesting messages on the four legs of the windmill tower. I mean, most encrypted messages are left by passing dogs, right? And you wouldn't expect a dog to be wandering around in a pasture. Nevertheless, we followed the security division's policy of checking it out. But first, I looked up and noticed that the line of clouds had continued to build. They had clumped together and climbed high into the skyosphere, and they were looking a little bit stormy. The air around us was still, and the wind had died to a whisper. I gave Drover the south side of the windmill tower, and I took the two legs on the north side. The first one came up negative for EMs, just as I had expected, and Drover called in his report. Nothing on his side. But when I did a QS on the second leg, a QS is a quick sniff, I picked up a trace of something, so I lingered and punched in the commands for a DS, deep sniff. Yes, I was picking up a message of some kind. Further analysis showed that the scent was strongest near the ground, and it grew weaker as it moved up the windmill leg. I decided to call Drover into the case. Drover, put your sniffer on this thing and tell me what you smell. He seemed happy about this. Oh, goody. Now I feel important. He came skipping over and gave it a sniff. Well, let's see. I smell dirt. Okay, that checks out. There's some dirt on the ground. Yeah, 'cause that's what ground is. Dirt. Right. Now, check out the windmill leg. I got a reading just above ground level, but I can't identify the source. He crept back over to the base of the tower and sniffed the southeast leg. He took three sniffs and stepped back. Oh my gosh, Hank, there's a message. Good, excellent. Can you read it? Well, let me see here. He sniffed it again. It says, hi, we're away from the windmill right now, so just leave a message and we'll get back to you. Have a nice day. Good work, son. Any idea who left it? He sniffed it again. Well, I don't think it was a dog. It kind of smells like coyotes. No kidding. Well, that makes sense. Who else would be wandering around up here in this part of the ranch? Step aside. I'll answer this one myself. I pushed the runt aside and left a squirt of encrypted message fluid on the windmill. Drover watched. What did you say? I said, Dear Rip and Snort, listen, you morons. If we ever catch you riding on our windmill towers, there won't be enough left of you to fill a tuna fish can. Buzz off. Signed, the entire amassed forces of the security division. Drover's eyes grew wide. No fooling? You really said that? Sure, why not? We won't see those bums again for 6 months, and by then, they won't remember. They're not very smart, you know.
Yeah, but they're double tough. And they eat dogs.
Rubbish. You worry too much. There's very little chance that we'll ever... Suddenly, I was blown sideways by a gust of wind. I looked up and saw that the clouds had turned a nasty shade of dark and were coming toward us at a high rate of speed. Uh-oh, storm's coming. Let's make a run for the cellar. We made a dash to the pickup and crawled underneath. The wind continued to blow, filling the air with sand and bits of grass. But that was okay because we were safe under the pickup. It was nice and cozy under there, and I was feeling pretty good about... The windmill fan was spinning like crazy, and Slim was still up there. We had a problem.